As a 6-year veteran of the MVC, performing on Sundays is about as good as it gets. But Blair has another passion that is just as rewarding and fulfilling.
The framers of the Constitution separated the powers of the government into three branches. Right now on your papers, I want you to write in, what are the names of those three branches we talked about?
If she isn't spending her time practicing and performing on the MVC, you can find Blair in her fifth grade class in Chaska, a place that brings an endless amount of joy and satisfaction.
I shadowed around a second grade teacher in very rural Iowa, and it was one of those epiphany moments. I was like, what am I doing? I'm in the wrong field. And by that point, I was already in my end of my sophomore year. So I went to my advisor right away, and I was like, I think I'm in the wrong field. I think I need to switch over. And with a lot of hard work, I was able to graduate on time doing education and lucked out, and I was able to do my student teaching up here as well. And it's been a dream come true ever since.
Working with kids and influencing our next generation has always been a dream for Blair. So after earning her degree, she jumped at the chance to become an elementary school teacher.
I love teaching because it keeps me on my toes. I feel like every day you can have everything organized and planned out, but you never quite know how it's going to go, and it keeps you being creative. You can never teach the same thing twice, the exact same way you did it before. I mean, you're going to have different learners, different kids, different interest styles, and so it really pushes me to become a better teacher every year that I do it.
Blair puts everything she's got into what she does, no matter what it is, whether it's Vikings, teaching, being a friend. She always puts everything into it.
Showing the needed patience and work ethic to be a successful teacher, Blair has made a big difference in her short career as an educator. She sees the impact that can be made in shaping lives and positively changing young kids.
I do math and I do social studies and reading all that, but just seeing them grow as little people too. I mean, they come in and it's amazing to see how much they mature and they grow and they're becoming these super kind, loving little people, and that I get emotional thinking about it. But it's really cool because not only are you teaching the curriculum, but you're essentially teaching them to become better people in the future. I've seen some great responses here. Why do you think that they elected to have the re-election every 2 years? Why? Why would that be a good idea? Yes.
She has good relationships with kids. She's very caring. She's very patient. She has great ideas, and she's willing to share those ideas with all of her colleagues. She has a bubbly personality. She cares about people. She wants to do the right thing. And she asks questions if she's not sure about something.
Her passion for teaching is matched by her passion for the MVC, where she's entering her sixth season on the team, a feat she could only dream would happen while watching her older sister cheer on the Vikings years ago.
So my sister was on the team when I was in high school, and that was actually probably the ideal when she could have been on it, because I was old enough to really see and recognize the relationships and the opportunities that she got being on the team. Still to this day, those are her best friends. And the things she got to do, it was a no-brainer. I knew as soon as I was out of college that I wanted to try out for this team. And I've been truly blessed that I had the same type of outcome that she had. I've met my absolute best friends on this team.
As the veteran leader on the team, Blair takes her skills from the classroom in leadership and teaching and passes along her wisdom and experience to her younger teammates.
So rewarding because, I mean, you don't go into it thinking like, all right, I'm a sixth year, I'm going to be a leader. It's more of a natural progression, and it's really fun to be able to tie in what I've done in the past and what I've experienced and help to pass on that passion and the love for the MVC onto the new girls, just because it's more than just dancing. It's more than just showing up on game day. It's about the whole experience, about working together and forming these bonds with the girls, and to be able to pass it on to the new girls and hope that they continue on loving as much as I do. That's what I love about being on the team.
She teaches at night, practicing with her MVC teammates, and teaches during the day as an educator in Chaska. Teaching is in the blood for Blair, and both her teammates and fifth graders are better off to have her helping hand.
Is there anything that you guys would want to make a law? It's kind of hard, isn't it? I know for me, every time I think about making a law, I have to think that that would be great for me, but maybe not for everybody else.
She's very positive, and I always look to her if I'm having one of those days where I just need a little pick-me-up. I count on her to be my little shot of optimism. So it's great. She's just a great person.
Coming up, learn why giving back and making an impact is so important for one member of the MVC. That's next on the Minnesota Vikings Cheerleaders. You made the team.